This is Adam with Voices Live On, and I'm with Charlie Patterson. Charlie, you did a project called MakingTheDriver.com. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, MakingTheDriver.com was a program that Scott Stenzel and I put together, and it was about how I met Scott Stenzel. Scott Stenzel was Disney World's number one stilt walker. I met him at Daytona. I went out to get a burger at the Fan Zone, and here was a group from Disney World walking on stilts, stepping across tables and big, tall stilts, and real cute girl on spring stilts doing flips and everything. And I was very impressed with them. And I'm sitting there eating this burger, and I got my hard card from NASCAR hanging on my chest. Well, this one stilt walker come over, and he said, "I see your card there on your chest." He said, "Could I talk with you?" And I said, "Yeah." So he comes over and squats down, and he said, "When I get off these stilts, I want to come over and meet you." So what I do, I sat there and waited on him, and here he come. He come walking over and sit down. Nice looking, nice appearing guy, and easy to talk with. There was, you know, me being a Toastmasters guy that taught Toastmasters for a lot of years, I recognize this from a lot of people. So this was somebody that I thought was worth talking to. So we talked a little bit, and he told me he was a driver out of Minnesota, that he wanted to get more involved in racing and saw that I had some connections he wanted to talk. So that's how this thing with the Next Gen deal started with him. So what we did is we arranged to get him to come to Indiana, and I took him out to the go-kart track, and we tried him there. And the next thing you know, I'm testing him at Daytona. I'm putting him in an ARCA car, and this thing went on and on, and he now got up to running NASCAR trucks, which we ran this year at Daytona and Las Vegas and Atlanta. And I think that we're going to probably run another race this year, maybe Talladega, before the season's over. So when you pull up the MakingTheDriver.com, it'll give a little background on me and what I did, and it's a program I'm pretty proud of.
And you said it was a TV show that it became. Was it on air or was it just online?
Yeah, it was online. We had several segments of it. I mean, God, you could run hours of the shows that we shot up on that thing. But it was so expensive to get it on national TV, and at the time we were not able to get the sponsorship that we needed to get it on. But it's something you can pull up and look at, and there's tons of it out there if you want to pull it up and go back through all of it.
Okay, well, awesome. I'm sure a lot of people love checking that out. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.